Good food, real impact, one table. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Visit www.foodsharingproject.org/saverspring to grab yours today.
This is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
Are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name's Tommy, and I'm joined today by...
Of course, Henry! Happy Henry!
Dangerous Danny!
And...
Sexy Sam.
Oh! And this is Dark Side of the Tune, and this is actually the last Dark Side of the Tune episode before the summer hiatus.
How sad.
No. I know. And I'm joined by my live studio audience today. But before we go on, I have to put on my serious pants for a second.
Aww.
And last week in the episode, me and Henry were very casual on air, and as a result of that, sometimes certain
casual,
jokes
yet brutal and truthful.
Sometimes certain jokes can be made that aren't necessarily appropriate to be put on air.
No,
and so
when
I just wanted
people who have sensitive feelings.
Well,
it's understandable. I have sensitive feelings. If you'd call me a dirty bastard, I'd probably start crying.
Well, it's happened before.
It's true. Just like everything we say on air, I'm bright side of the.
But yeah, we get jokey and yeah, some things were said last week that shouldn't have been said, and for that we apologize. And
you could say we were a couple of jokers. Jeez, Louise.
Yeah, Joker because he's evil. Yeah. Think about that.
Why so serious?
Anyways, this week we kind of this is kind of like a half and half episode. The first half is kind of punk themed because Sam with Punk is Dead is here.
Yeah.
Share, Sam, share. Tell us about punk.
But yeah, tell us about punk.
Punk rock was invented in 2001 by the glorious Napanee resident Avril Lavigne. Thank you.
Well, you know, she was actually killed and replaced with a clone.
That was Paul McCartney was killed and replaced by Avril Lavigne.
She was killed? Who was she killed by? With?
Call Andrew Tate again?
Just yell Andrew Tate again? Oh, you mean...
Are you mocking me?
Hey, well, my favorite character from Pee-wee's Playhouse is Jombie the Giant.
The genie!
Oh, well, what does
he say?
Mecha like a diamond.
What is that, man?
It's Jombie the Giant from Pee-wee's Playhouse.
I never watched.
I'm thinking about the Big Friendly Giant. I'm
There's
sorry.
No giant in Pee-wee's
you're thinking
I know,
about
I'm
BFG?
Thinking about the other
There's
television
Cowboy
show.
Curtis. There's Chair.
With
the Jombie.
There's, what's the fist that tells Knucklehead?
Which one's Gumby in?
Oh, Gumby's in Gumby.
Look, this is Jombie the Genie.
Which movie theater was Pee-wee caught in?
It was an adult movie theater.
Oh, it was?
And while we're on the topic, he was a collector, so there's no way of knowing.
I actually think Pee-wee Herman deserves full amnesty because he did nothing wrong.
Also
because he's basically the gay Mr. Rogers.
Did you guys see that clip when Michael was up on the diving board and Macaulay Culkin climbed up there?
Oh, Michael Jackson!
Don't bring Michael
into
this.
Michael Jackson's in.
And okay,
he's been proven. Yeah, exactly.
And Michael, okay, Macaulay Culkin schemed on Michael that little nut.
I saw that video.
And pushed him off of the diving board. I know. And yes, Macaulay Culkin could identify Michael Jackson's penis, but we're not.
We're not gonna get into that. Is that seriously? Is that one of the things that they put against Michael Jackson?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
It's not true.
Well, yeah, Michael Jackson was a protector.
I personally, these are my personal opinions, not the opinions of CFRC 101.9 FM.
Okay, go on.
I don't care for Macaulay Culkin.
He's ugly.
Well, yeah, he's.
Whoa. Home Alone is a Christmas time classic.
Well, I know, but now
guys, guess who I am?
Oh, is that Kevin?
You guys can't see, but he's Danny doing is the doing face. The Macaulay Culkin Kevin aftershave face.
Okay, anyways,
and
let's get
I
to the music.
Opinion that has nothing to do with CFRC.
Okay, no, you
FM.
Can't. So
but only to do with me, Henry
the
Walker.
First song that we listened to was the instrumental
Shut up.
That was A Warm Place by Nine Inch Nails, which it is freezing in here.
No, it's hot as heck, I'm burning up like a little...
Danny, take your shirt off again.
So the first half of this episode is going to be punk, Canadian songs. It's mostly Canadian.
Ow.
And the second
We're
half...
opening the pit.
Punk.
And the second half is my favorite songs that I've played on the episode this year. So first up, here is Eyes of the Vulture by The Exploited.
135 American Marines were killed. It's now thought that the death toll from the huge terrorist bombs in Beirut could reach 200.
We'll be right back. can't handle me.
Handle.
Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is that?
Get the
Tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate,
hey, Nate,
will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2. Be there.
Okay. So we just listened to...
What did we just listen to?
We just listened to World War III by DOA.
Ah! Ah, get down!
Canadian punk hardcore hero.
World War III!
Is that the word of today?
We're going to kill you.
Okay, nice. And before that was...
What accent was that?
Bodies... German.
Of course.
Bodies in the Wall by SNFU.
Get them out of there! Get them out of there! Come on!
They and before that was Eyes of the Vulture by The Exploited. I did three songs because the SNFU one vulture. Is really...
Danny, are you exploited?
The SNFU one's really short.
I wrote
short.
An essay about that today.
What
exploitation?
Marxism and exploitation and alienation.
Wow.
Mitchell Hall 5.
I'm scared of aliens.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come from the alien nation.
Hey, wait.
Have
you guys seen Project Hail Mary?
No.
No.
What's that?
It was really good. People are saying it's better than Interstellar.
Hail Mary.
Did you guys know that Neil Armstrong,
full of grace,
backwards,
is alien? I've been telling people about this all the time.
You aren't Mr. Alien?
Yes, I heard about this. But I don't think we should be peddling conspiracy theories on...
We can't hear you.
That's not a conspiracy theory. That's
we
a fact.
Shouldn't be peddling conspiracy theories on Dark Side of the Tune.
But it's a fact.
The fact that Neil Armstrong's last name
no,
is...
No, it isn't. That's not true.
We should be peddling our new zine.
Oh, my God, yeah. We're announcing a zine. Me, Sam...
I am not.
Henry, he's abstaining.
Henry's out. Henry's kicked out.
I'd rather
Danny.
Peddle my bicycle.
We're making a zine.
It's going to be big.
Please stay tuned.
It's going to be...
It's gonna be huge.
Huge. Yep. Big zine.
I'm gonna do a cooking section. It's gonna be called the Danarchist Cookbook. I'm gonna show you all my favorite recipes that I like to make.
Cook.
Yeah, I make grits. I make chitlins. I make jelly beans.
Chitlins.
I make chitlins. I make chitlins. I make jelly beans. I make candy canes. I make gingerbread houses. I make donuts. I make cakes. I make ice cream.
Well, Danny, if you're excited to introduce your cooking section of the zine, I would also like to introduce my gorilla gardening section of the zine.
Oh, I like that.
Is it like banana based? That's a little gorilla joke for you.
Gorillas don't eat bananas.
They eat leaves.
No, they eat leaves. So what are you talking about?
Who eats bananas then?
I do.
Have you guys ever watched the video of silverback gorillas mating?
I have.
Bananas. No, I haven't.
Sometimes at night, my whole house gathers around the dining room table and we watch videos.
How many
videos
people are in your house?
Six of us. Wow. And we watch videos of different animals.
One of them's
animals.
Named Isaac. I know that much.
That's a fact.
Isaac Moreno.
You heard it here first. That's...
I follow him on Instagram.
That's a scary fact.
I know everything.
Pie. Danny, what do you think of meringue pies? Come on.
I prefer lemon lime.
I can tell you what. We wouldn't be cooking those on the Danarchist Cookbook.
Because he doesn't know how.
My section of the zine, I'm going to photocopy my butt like in Minions 3.
Oh, I like that. I like every Minions, I think.
Nobody,
did they do that in every Minion?
Nobody saw it, but I picked a booger and put it on Tommy's hair.
What? Get out of here. No, you didn't. What the fuck is that actually it?
Danny has left the studio, never to be seen again.
He has to be joking.
No, I saw him do it.
I can't do this.
It was very much like...
Oh, it's a big one.
Stop. You guys are messing with me.
It's big.
He went just like this.
You guys need to kill yourselves.
No, I saw him.
It's big.
No, it's
anyway,
not.
Tell me, what's the next song? Let's
everyone.
Do we have more songs playing today?
There are. I'm sorry that Danny put a booger in my ear. No. I'm going to give you a wet
Isn't that where boogers come from?
Danny, yeah. You look like the
what do you think the, like...
I'm the hunchback of CFRC.
What do you think the difference is in the composition between earwax and boogers?
One is
big
snotty.
Big difference.
One has...
Waxy,
one of them tastes really sour,
which
and the
one?
Other one tastes salty.
I don't taste those things personally. I get them away from me.
Yeah.
I've tasted earwax and I've tasted boogers.
Well, I ate those jelly beans once.
I hope you were kidding,
exactly.
Danny.
Oh, bring back Bean Boozled.
I will find you.
Can we do a Bean Boozled episode next semester?
Oh, that would be good. That would be good.
I used to be so scared of Bean Boozled, I only ate the toothpaste ones.
We play no music,
Bean
but it's
Boozled.
Just you hear us go, like, we flick the little chooser, then you hear,
I just got
our beans.
Poopy draws.
And then anyways, at the end of the episode, someone throws up, and that it ends.
That'd be awesome.
And then we can make the vomit into our own jelly bean.
Yeah.
And
we can do the vomit sound, and we could start every episode with the vomit sound.
Oh, I like that. And then we could like export it onto like a piano, and then we could like play songs with that sound.
Like the guinea pigs. Jesus.
Yes, like the guinea
pigs. Like the guinea pigs.
Danny, I just felt something wet on the back of my... Okay, anyways, we're
snot.
Moving on. I gotta get him out of here.
Yeah, what's the next song?
The next song is... It's brand new. This and Canadian.
That's a weird phrase.
It's Radio Taco.
This is Compliance Officer by Excited to Die. Oh, so we just listened to Police by Effed Up, and before that, was Compliance Officer with Excited to Die.
I'm not. I like living for the time being. One day I'll be excited to die, but not As of yet, you know, I kind of think I'll be...
They can't really hear you.
That's okay. I don't mind. I'm just yelling into the void, screaming into the void. Isn't that what
That's really beautiful.
Is?
Henry's
really
spewing
beautiful.
Some BS. That sounds like... for bologna sandwich.
Beautiful stuff.
You look like if there was a third Happy Gilmore movie, that you would be Happy Gilmore's nemesis. That's no, how you're dressed right now.
Oh.
That's awesome.
I was thinking like his estranged son.
Because I really like Shooter McGavin.
I love Shooter McGavin.
My favorite character in Happy Gilmore was...
Why? He's the best.
What did you think of Happy Gilmore 2, Danny?
I didn't see it.
I almost called you Daddy by accident. What did you think of Happy Gilmore 2, Daddy?
Hey, it's all right. I mean, I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
Yes, you did.
Wait, was Bad Bunny in that?
Yes, he was.
No,
he
Bad Bunny was
Bad
the caddy.
Bunny. Yeah, he was Happy Gilmore's caddy.
I didn't know who Bad Bunny was until I watched Happy Gilmore 2.
Did he sing?
No, he didn't speak for the entire film, and he spoke. He had like three lines.
He spoke Hebrew.
Hello, bad boy. Hello,
bad bunny.
Is that what Bad Bunny said in that movie?
Wow. Yeah, that was his only. It was like Pikachu. All he said was "Hello, bad boy."
Happy Gilmore 2 to the Super Bowl. Talk about a downgrade.
What are you talking about?
Bad Bunny.
That's actually.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, if you use your head.
I'm tired.
Did you guys hear that next year Wolfgang the Blasters are playing the Super Bowl halftime show?
I have heard this.
And did you hear that it's two Kansas City Chiefs teams playing each other? It's all Mahomes.
Amen.
It's fat Mahomes on the line.
I heard a different story, and it was that actually the Revzed was going to play the Super Bowl, and it was going to be the Kansas City against
another Kansas City. Oh, we're playing them. I'm going to take out Mahomes' knee.
I didn't even know there was a Coco
at the school.
It's going to be the Kansas City Queefs versus the Kansas City Chiefs, but Chiefs as in Chiefs.
Tommy, watch out.
I know. Okay. Here's the next song. Coming up next.
Oh, we're just talking about music now?
We're running into time.
It is the beautiful opera scene with Bianca Castafiore. With
no,
he,
coming up next, and this is the next song is the end of the first half because we're at half an hour.
It's the end of the first half? What about
And we thought that nation states were a bad idea by Propaganda.
Dude, I love them.
I know. This is for you, Sam.
I'm supposed to interview them. He ghosted me.
What?
Chris, I think he's busy. He probably has a life.
Yeah.
Like
he only had two listeners.
Hey, I said to him, I said, I'm a big fan, and I put in brackets, about 6'1". And I thought that was really funny.
You're 6'1"?
Ish.
I'm 5'2". Anyways, here is Propaganda.
No, if he's 6'1", how can you be 5'2"?
You're taller than me.
Yeah, true. I'm towering over.
For all the listeners, Tommy is towering over all of us right now.
Okay, just be quiet. Here is Propaganda.
Subsidized, privately profitable, the anthem of the upper tier, untouchable, focus a moment, not in approval, bury our heads in the bargains of these neo-colonials. A former nemesis, the woman of the nation state, a place of grace, a former new man, power concentrate. We'll try again, but now we'll confuse what is class war. Is this class war? Yes, this is class war. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, yeah. Located in Kingston, Ontario. Yes. This is the last episode of Dark Side of the Tune before the summer. I like that. We have Ice-T here in the studio with us. Is that his name?
Ice-T. It's Daniel Gill.
Oh, okay. No. Mr. T. Mr. T. I'm getting
I pity the fool who does drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
We have Sam.
I just watched Rocky 3.
I've seen all the Rocky films.
Mr. T is in that one.
I love Mr. T.
Ivan Drago.
Oh.
And I'm Henry Walker. Thanks for listening.
So can I be Rocky and I fight both of you?
Yeah, you can be Rocky.
Fight me or fight Tom.
Henry can be.
I don't remember Rocky fighting.
I don't like Hulk Hogan.
He fought Mr. T almost.
He's a mega.
Yeah, we hate Hulk Hogan. That's the Hulk Hogan. These are my opinions.
Bone size.
I have good news for you, Henry.
He is dead.
What's up, brother? I'm
Hulk
Hogan.
Oh, we're still on air. Never mind.
Come on,
oh
my face, God. Brother. I'm
What's your issue?
I like in Rocky when he gets beat up really bad in the first one, and then his wife comes through the crowd of people, and her hat falls off, and he goes, "Where your hat go?" And that's his first thought.
He's so stupid.
He's almost dead.
And he's it. When is he in the pet store? Why is he in the pet store?
Because Adrian works there, and he has turtles.
Oh yes,
what are you guys talking about?
Rocky. The first Rocky movie.
What? There's only one Rocky movie.
There's four.
There are four.
Are you thinking of Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Tommy.
Which
is also not even true. There's more than one Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, the sequel wasn't. Nobody counts that.
I count.
There's a sequel.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
It's called like Foodland or something.
Me, I count.
Foodland is a grocery chain in Ottawa.
It's called Food Boy, and he gets. It's not just in Ottawa. It's here too.
There's
no Foodland.
Yes, it's not.
Oh, Foodland is in Bob Cajun.
Y'all got Foodland?
It was in Bob Cajun.
Everyone has Foodland.
It comes.
I hate. Revealed itself.
Someone, the drummer from the Tragically Hip, was in front of me at the grocery store today. I'm calling.
We don't know.
Prove it, Tommy.
He was dressed.
Special announcement. I'm sorry to interrupt, Tommy.
This is a very important information. The convenience store at the intersection of Barry and Earl, New Mary Market, was robbed two nights ago by two hoodlum bastards. They stole two cases of Twisted Tea and then came back and banged on the glass and tried to break it and scarred the two middle-aged owners of New Mary Market. If you have any information on these guys, I don't...
Turn them in!
Kill them!
No.
Okay, wait.
Cut that out.
We want their scalps. We want them dead.
Henry, you never told me what happened, though. How do you know that it got broken into? Did you break in?
They didn't break in. Tommy, seriously, don't make accusations. I'm being serious.
You're not being serious.
I was playing video games in my room.
And oh my God.
Said that he heard some banging downstairs, and he went downstairs, and it was the two.
Tragically Asian. No,
The
tragically Asian.
The two owners of the store, they were there.
Cajun.
And they were in a bad mood, obviously. Bad-cation. And they said what I said.
That they got. Wait, so someone shoplifted and then they broke the glass?
They banged on the glass to, like, either.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, but then Ross had to tell them, the police, about it.
Ross
Fenlon had
from
to train.
Friends?
No,
yeah.
Ross from my house.
Oh.
It was an adult movie theater. I don't know what Ross from Friends says.
Well, anyways, thank you for listening to my story and my little tidbit of news. I do broadcast.
If you find them, turn them into the authorities.
Beat them!
Do not take this into your own hands.
I mean, it's just Twisted Tea.
No guerrilla.
I've stolen.
Warfare.
I've shoplifted before.
What have you shoplifted, Tommy? Care to share more?
I stole a lollipop from Staples.
Staples is lollipops?
Over Christmas break.
Oh, during Christmas.
Yeah.
The time
really
of giving.
I'm making a citizen's arrest. Do not try.
What else have I stolen?
As your legal counsel, Tommy, I would recommend that you stop with this joke right now.
Keep your mouth shut.
Tommy, just
we
don't
stole
say
something. What did we steal?
Tommy, oh, like, I highly recommend, as your legal counsel, that you end this line of discussion immediately. Okay?
I stole a toy, a plastic diamond, from my preschool daycare, and I still feel horrible.
I used to bring books home from elementary school and just keep them. I stole so many toys when I was in, like, Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
I found it.
Legos, I stole Playmobil, I stole these little rubber bears.
Children are naturally thieving.
Oh, the bears that you got from selling magazines?
Yeah.
Dude. That was a crazy thing when they were just part of a pyramid scheme in elementary school, and that was allowed.
Well, I mean, hey, remember the Wii charity?
No.
Oh, they got a big...
Oh, my God. I went to Wii Day, like, 3 years in a row.
There was a big scandal between...
What's the Wii charity?
Was it, like, Meet a Wii?
Yeah, Meet a Wii. They got in a... There was a huge scandal because they were getting, like, secret money from, like, Justin Trudeau or something.
Yes. That's pretty much it. I went to Wii Day so many times.
I hated everybody in the Wii Club. I thought you guys.
Well, I was a little.
I don't think I had that in my school.
It was like one of those fake, like, Uber.
It's W E, not W I I.
It's like Uber liberal, like.
Uber.
Donate money to the charity and then we'll go build 100 wells in Africa.
Oh, that's cool. Good for them.
Yeah, but oh, come on.
I like wells.
Come on,
r/atheism just built a.
They built that well 10 years ago, Tom.
Okay.
Do you guys see Mr. Beast is building wells in Africa?
I hope they throw
him
in one.
Yeah, good
riddance. No.
Anyways, our next song. Like now we're in my favorite songs of the year. Before this, we listened to Mother Tongue by Vampire Rodents, which I really like. Vampire Rodents are Canadian. And coming up next, we will be listening to The Money Will Roll Right In by Slash Need, who I saw live at the Grad Club.
I need some money.
And I really like their stuff. So here is Slash Need with The Money Will Roll Right In.
I am so good, and I don't care how.
So, we're doing some karaoke right now.
I'm a little disappointed in what's going on.
Yeah, me too. But I actually don't expect anything better. And I still feel like I have a booger in my hair, and I don't know where it is.
Some
so.
Juggalos have broken
stop,
into the studio.
Stop! Anyways, we just listened to...
I really looks like
everything is
a
bit much.
I actually never did know.
Really?
Yeah, you have a face like that.
You think about it.
I used to feed my boogers to my dog.
That's really disgusting.
It's a dog. My dog ate its own poop.
I learned a lot about you, Tommy, and the more I learned, the more disgusted.
Stop touching my hair.
I used to cover myself in peanut butter and then lie on the floor and wait for my dog Sparky.
What is this? Ew, Danny. He's just putting stuff in my hair.
It wasn't anything. I think it was like a little crushed, like.
It was a dried piece of gum. I don't even know where that came from.
My mouth, I keep it in there.
Okay, so we just listened to Ovary by Big Fright, which I really liked. I played that earlier this year. And before that was the Manual Roll Write-In by Slash Need, who were from Toronto, and I saw them here in Kingston at the Grad Club, but the Grad Club is now shut down early.
Rest in peace, Glad Club. Glad Club. Can we talk about how the song was a cover of a Fear song? Fang song, I mean?
Yeah, I actually didn't realize that until Sam just brought that up to me.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, thanks.
No worries,
that's why
everyone.
We keep this guy around. Okay, so we're
you
coming
look like
up.
LeBron James' illegitimate son. You look like you eat sand.
So we're coming sand. Up on the end of the show. This is goodbye.
Final countdown.
Is it
like closing time?
Oh, yeah, wait, let's just get a little clip in here. I don't know what Henry's doing.
Why is that Beijing?
I actually hate this song.
You don't like Closing Time?
It's just a bit much.
I like it in the office.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty good then. Is it even playing?
I can't tell.
No, I know. It's because we're going to skip. Time. Open all the doors and I'm just gonna assume that it's playing. Closing time.
Closing
time. Turn all of the lights on.
Everybody now. Everyone.
So yeah, thanks for a great year. Oh my God, it's really
closing.
Thanks for a great year with the radio station, with CFRC. This was my second year here, and I really liked it. What do you have to say, Sam?
This is my first year here, and I also really liked it. Can't wait to see if
next
I like
year.
The second one.
It is. It's fun.
Do I become better?
Yes. I like it.
Sorry.
You gotta get the proper time.
You
gotta get Tom.
I'm gonna get Tom. We're gonna talk about aliens. They're out there.
Not vibe anything.
I have been collecting Instagram reels of creatures, and I've saved them to a folder named Creatures.
I like that.
And I would show you what Opal and Block have. I've been looking to meet creatures.
Wow. You have put yourself in jail. That's fascism on your phone.
Yeah. He overwrites.
It's okay. Last two songs. These are two more that I played this year that I really enjoyed. First, Good riddance. First up is She's Unreal by Meat Beat Manifesto, and to end us off is Play Dead by Bjork. So, first up, as the second last song of this year, here is She's Unreal by Meat Beat Manifesto.
Tommy's about to apologize for the third time this episode.
I just want
that was my joke.
I just want to say, I didn't realize that Closing Time was playing but behind all of that, but it's really sentimental. So,
I knew when I told them
anyways,
to tell anyone,
Danny. Our last two songs are She's Unreal by Meat Beat Manifesto, the last song is Play Dead by Bjork.
Blah.
And I like that you guys are rehearsing that. And before we get into the songs, we all have something that we want to say from the team here at Dark Side of the Tune.
The team?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragdoll.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. We love you.
We love you, people. We love you, people. We love you, people.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you so much. Good night.
Good night, Kingston.
Okay, see you next year.
Give me love. Give me love so that I can...
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization